The New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. This is the word of the Lord. It was Saint Anselm of Canterbury who said that faith seeks understanding. I do not seek to understand that I may believe, but I believe in order to understand. When God came and approached Solomon and said, Solomon, what is it that you want me to do for you? Ask me anything that you want. Solomon responded, give me a discerning heart, that I may rule over your people, that I may know what is right and what is wrong. God was so very pleased with this request from Solomon, not because Solomon was so wise as to ask it, but rather because Solomon was at least wise enough to know that he was not wise, that he was just a boy, that he didn't know very much at all, that the people would need someone filled up with wisdom and courage and honor and all of those things, filled up with the very knowledge to be able to judge between the people. Solomon knew that the people would need all of those things, and so Solomon was wise enough to ask for right and wrong, to have a discerning heart, to be like God in that ability, to have the wisdom to know. Solomon knew that he was not wise, and so he asked God for wisdom, and God was indeed pleased. We are reminded in 1 Corinthians this morning that God said, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. There is an epidemic in this world, and I believe in this country perhaps particularly. It is an epidemic of brilliance. We all think that we are experts in everything. With Google at our fingertips, in just a few moments, we can look something up and feel as if we know all that there is that we will ever need to know about any topic. Anything from nuclear disarmament to theology to botany, of all things, we perceive that through the powers of Wikipedia, in just a few hours, we can know all wisdom. We can have all knowledge, and yet we know that really we just know enough to be a little bit dangerous, but really hardly know anything at all. There is an epidemic in this world of self-declared brilliance, and especially in America, I think, and it has led us to very difficult days politically, economically, and socially. For if everyone is an expert, if everyone already knows all of the answers that we need to know in this world, then we are limited in our ability to ever learn anything new. We decide that we don't need to listen to each other anymore, as if our entire society is stuck in some adolescent tantrum where we think we know better than our parents do. And so we close our ears and we close our eyes and we refuse to listen to anything new. Last week, because it was Music Appreciation Sunday and because it was World Communion Sunday, I laid off of the folks in Washington, decided not to mention all that was going on, but consider them for just a moment. Those that we refer to as leaders in Washington, people who are so filled up with certitude that their way is the only way, that their idea is the only idea that ever needed to be had, that their is no reason to ever listen to anyone else. When God came to Solomon, Solomon could have responded, "Lord, give me authority over all of your people. Give me the power to make everyone simply agree with me, and that would make this all so much easier because I already know all of the answers. I already know what it is that we need to do as a people and as a nation. Just give me the power to persuade all of those people to do exactly what I want them to do." But that is not what Solomon asked for. Solomon knew that he didn't have all of the answers, and that's why he said, "Lord, give me a discerning heart that I may know good from evil and right from wrong, that I may lead your people in the way that you would have me lead." And so the question that I have this morning for us is, are we more like those people in our faith? Are we more like those people in Washington today, or are we more like Solomon? Are we so self-righteous and sure of our own brilliance that we are unable to compromise in any way? Are we unable to listen to anyone else's views? Are we so certain about our own incredible faith that we could not possibly ever imagine that somebody has a different interpretation of the scriptures or even a different experience of God that might be important, that might be something that we need to listen to? See, we look to Washington and we shake our heads and we say, what is wrong with those people that they cannot sit down and just negotiate and listen to one another? And then we look at our churches all over America and we say, oh yeah, it is an epidemic in this world and in this country and in our churches. Are we a part of that culture of superiority where everyone thinks that they are right and so everyone is inevitably wrong? Are we the knowledgeable that have no wisdom? Or have we ever considered the possibility that we might be wrong? Let me ask it this way. Are we like Job at the beginning of the book of Job, or are we like Job at the end of the book of Job? Are we like Jonah at the beginning of the book of Jonah, or are we more like Jonah at the end of the book? Are we like Saul before he went on that walk down that road, or are we more like Paul on our knees knowing the power of God? Listen, I can be as self-righteous as the next guy, probably more so than most, actually. I can tell you who it is to blame for the government shutdown. I can tell you who to vote for. I can tell you what to believe. I can tell you who the false prophets are in this land. I can tell you all of that with incredible certainty because I believe in my heart that I am right. I have used my considerable intellect and my powers of reasoning and my wonderful faith to come to an understanding of what I believe is right and wrong. But here's the thing. There's a pretty good chance that I'm wrong. There is a better than average chance that I am simply full of it. Because at the end of the day, I have a very limited view of the world. I cannot see the world the way that God sees the world. I do not have all of the information I need to make all of these claims about what is right and wrong and good and evil. I simply go about trying to be faithful and understand what it is that God wants me to say. I cannot begin to understand the height and the depths of all that is in creation. I cannot begin to fathom or understand the height or the depth of God's love for all of creation. I can tell you my opinion, but I don't have all the facts. I can tell you who is to blame, but I don't know what conversations go on behind closed doors. I think I am right, but in the end, who knows? It was George Byron who said, "If I am a fool, it is at least a doubting one, and I envy no one the certainty of his own self-approved wisdom." It is an epidemic in this world, especially in America and especially in the churches in America, whether it be the fundamental Bible-beating churches or the progressive believe whatever you want churches. It is an epidemic for us to think that we have reasoned our way to faith, that we have come to understand the key to this riddle that is in the midst of the world. And if everybody would just listen to what we have to say, then they could come to faith as well, and all would be right in the world. But that is not the way God works. St. Anselm of Canterbury said, "Faith seeks understanding. I do not seek to understand that I may believe, but rather I believe that I may understand." You see, here's the problem. There's no way to get around this, really. The faith that you and I cling to is not in any way reasonable. It makes no sense whatsoever. Our faith says that God created the world and everything in it, and yet we see that there is evil in the world. We believe that Adam and Eve ate of a tree and were therefore sinful, and that they are the reason that I am sinful as well. We believe that this man named Jesus was the Son of God, the very Son of God whom God allowed to be killed. And because he was killed, then I find myself in a state of grace, and yet I still sin each and every day. We believe that the Son of God, man named Jesus, resurrected and ascended into heaven and will one day come back riding on a cloud to save us all. It is not a reasonable faith. There is no way to come to it by way of wisdom, because wisdom relies upon reason. Ours is a faith given to us by the very grace of God, instilled in our hearts, that we may believe not that we are wise, but rather that God is wise. It is beautiful. It is poetry. It is a love story between God and God's people, but it is not reasonable. Perhaps if we can start there, at this point of realizing that the words from 1 Corinthians this day about destroying the wisdom of the wise, that those words were written to you and to me, that we begin to actually live in community with one another and sit down and listen to what the other person has to say, not coming, knowing that we are without a shadow of a doubt right. Perhaps if we could hear those words that God has to speak to us this day, then we would allow for the possibility that we might be wrong. Truly, have you ever considered that? That you might be wrong about all of it? About your position on social issues, about your idea of fiscal responsibility, about the way that you vote or raise your family, or even the way that you worship? And I say this, if you have never considered that you might be wrong, then you are placing way too much faith in yourself and not nearly enough faith in God. Voltaire said, "Doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainty is absurd." There is a difference between having knowledge and being wise. There are people who can quote chapter and verse of every single word of this scripture and yet have no idea what it means to be faithful in the eyes of God. There is a difference between knowledge and wisdom. For Solomon, for Job, for Jonah, for Saul, true wisdom finally came when they found themselves upon their knees in the presence of the all-knowing and all-powerful God. It came when they claimed to understand that in comparison between God and themselves, that they really knew nothing at all. We need to return to that way of thinking. We need to pray to God this day that the people in our culture, in our government, in our churches, in our world would come to an understanding that we are in no way wise. That we are in need of the Spirit of God to guide us and lead us and fill us up with wisdom, that we may do His will for His glory and not for our own. Must acknowledge that God who created the sparrow is also the God who created you and created me and deemed it to be good. In the summer of 1986, There were two ships that were sailing in the Black Sea off the coast of Russia. There were hundreds of passengers on those ships, and when the ships collided into one another, those hundreds of passengers were thrown into the icy waters and died. News of this disaster was further darkened when the investigation revealed that it was not some technological malfunction like radar or anything like that. It wasn't even a thick fog that made it to be the case, but rather the cause of the accident was human stubbornness. Each captain was well aware of the other ship heading straight for them. Both could have steered clear of it, but according to the news reports, neither captain was willing to give way to the other. They were too proud to yield. By the time they came to their senses, it was too late and hundreds were killed. Is that not a story of illustration for what we see around us all over this earth? God is God. Solomon knew that. Solomon knew that he was not wise enough. 1 Corinthians tells us that the wisdom of the wise will be destroyed. And so, if we are to be experts, let us be experts in love. If we are to be wise, let us be wise enough to know that we are not wise in the first place. Let us be wise enough to remove that pesky ego that keeps us from truly worshiping the God who loves us more than anything else in all creation, because we are a part of all creation. God created us and said it was good, and it is. Amen.